It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. One of George Gershwin's most loved pieces of music, the one Gene Kelly danced to in the 1951 movie musical An American in Paris, well, for the past 70 years, orchestras may have been playing one of its special effects all wrong. George Gershwin's jazzy An American in Paris uses French taxi horns, which honk in several places to signify what an American tourist might have experienced while exploring the City of Light, as Gershwin did in 1928. But there is some question as to what notes those taxi horns should actually play. A new edition of the works of George and Ira Gershwin being prepared at the University of Michigan argues that the now standard horn pitches are not what Gershwin wanted. Gershwin's score indicates the four taxi horns with a circled A, B, C, and D, which has been interpreted as indicating which note each horn should play since at least 1945, and researchers point to the evidence of a 1929 Victor recording of the piece made under Gershwin's supervision, where the taxi horns play A-flat, B-flat, D, and A, not the standard A, B, C, D. British composer Sir Peter Maxwell Davies, a former master of the Queen's music, has died at the age of 81. The Salford-born musician who had leukemia died at home in Orkney. He was known for his modern and avant-garde works, but his most famous piece was a simple, haunting lament called Farewell to Stromness. He often referenced plain chant in medieval music, which he incorporated into challenging serial compositions. He made it his mission to connect with as many audiences as possible, writing pieces for children, ballet, theater, and string quartet. He composed 300 works, including 10 symphonies and the operas Taverner and The Lighthouse. In 1987, he was knighted, and in 2004, he became Master of the Queen's Music, post considered to be the musical equivalent of Poet Laureate. Davies held positions at the BBC Philharmonic and Royal Philharmonic Orchestras and appeared with many major orchestras throughout the world. He was also a proud advocate of classical music and education. The roots of a thriving classical music scene need three nutrients, he said in the 2005 Royal Philharmonic Society lecture. The first is music education, and the second, resources. The third nutrient is new music. Classical music cannot become a museum culture. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOK Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.